This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Aside from maybe outright theft, somebody just walking out of a store with something, retailers spend more time worrying about bogus returns as a money-losing proposition than pretty much anything else. Bloomingdale's is the latest innovator in that space with, it has to be said, a fairly straightforward solution. A big 3-inch black plastic tag affixed to expensive dresses in prominent places. Bloomies won't refund customers without that tag attached to avoid, somebody buying a dress and wearing it once and returning it the next day. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports return policies have been getting expensive for companies.
In 2011, this couple posted a YouTube video of themselves at a Kohl's department store returning a wedding gift.
It has the receipt on it.
7 years later.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
The cookie maker was so old, the cashier couldn't find it in the system. But because of the chain's generous return policy, she happily gave the couple store credit.
7 years later, $32. Let's go look in the house. Good stuff.
Some customers have taken policies like this a little too far, returning stuff that was just worn out or years old. Outdoor equipment retailer REI says dubious returns were eating into its profits, so it had to put a 1-year limit on its return policy.
It's a pretty widespread problem.
Richard Mellor is vice president for loss prevention at the National Retail Federation. He's especially concerned about what's known as wardrobing, buying something, using it for a day or two, and then returning it.
It's now affecting just shy of 65% of the retailers that we survey. Back in 2009, it was in the 45% range.
Wardrobing is behind Bloomingdale's putting big black tags on dresses over $150. Mellor says unscrupulous consumers also get tools for a weekend construction project or TVs for game night.
Retailers experience this kind of trend around Super Bowl time.
Fraudulent returns cost the retail industry $8.8 billion last year. Maybe it's the recession, but Stephen Barkin, a sociologist at the University of Maine, says in an age of viral videos, it could just be the good old copycat effect.
It's possible, though far from proven, that other people hear about it happening and they might say, well, let's do it ourselves.
And ruin the return policies for everyone else. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.